Caption: Robert Ballad made many dives in Alvin. This three-person craft could dive down 13,000 feet.
4 kilometers.
Ballard's job with the Scripps Institution had important consequences. He met a teacher of marine geology who invited him to visit the University of California in Santa Barbara. Ballard liked the school and decided to attend college there. Over the next several years, Ballard worked and studied in a number of locations. With each move, the young man grew more confident. Eventually, he arrived at the world-famous Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute in Massachusetts, where some of the best oceanographers in the nation worked. Never shy, Ballard got to know many of these scientists. While at Woods Hole, he also got to know Alvin, a small research submarine. Alvin would be an excellent tool for Ballard's research in these years. People had long noticed that the eastern shorelines of North and South America seemed to fit together with the shorelines of Africa and Europe, almost like puzzle pieces. Most scientists believed this was merely a coincidence. But others began to wonder if there was an explanation. What if the continents had once been joined together in one giant intact landmass and eventually had split apart into the continents we recognize today? Could it be that the land that seems so solid is in fact made of sliding plates that move slowly across Earth's surface? Caption: Some scientists believe that the continents were once joined in one supercontinent called Pangaea. Over millions of years, this landmass split apart.